heaven.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It is Tuesday, August 28th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. For all of those that are offended by having Jake on the radio, we'll do our best to throw him off the air again next week. But outside of that, bear with me if you would.
Kicking and screaming.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we are coming at you live from Orlando, Florida. Now, folks, we had a call yesterday and told us that we needed to get to Florida to take care of some business. And as things roll out, we'll share those things as they pop up. But we are in Florida right now, 5 o'clock in the morning. Get up, get on an airplane, and fly 3 hours. Last week we were in California, now we're in Florida. Oh, the drudgery that we have. I mean, from the East Coast, 7-Eleven Slurpees, to the, I'm sorry,
and
from the West
trees.
Coast, yes, from the West Coast to the East Coast, 7-Eleven Slurpees. Mm-hmm. It's a dreadful day in America for Bradley.
Palm trees, Slurpees in the ocean.
Totally.
Yeah.
We haven't seen the ocean yet.
That is true. Just in the airplane.
Did you see the ocean?
No,
I've seen a lot of houses with swimming pools in them.
Oh, those are nice.
Clouds, beautiful mm-hmm. day. It really is, but it's a little rainy right now.
A little dreary.
Yeah. Sure.
But that's why we have the Sons of Liberty, to brighten up everybody's day.
How many people do you think out there that are listening to us right now complain about going to California 1 week and the next week being in Florida?
Florida? Depends.
But the thing is, the deception is people, for some reason, I hope they don't think that we're just hanging out having fun, because that's not at all what's going on.
It's intense.
We get up in the morning, fly 3 hours, be violated by the TSA. We'll talk about that later on.
True.
Maybe, or we'll just post it.
Yep.
Get on the airplane, fly for 3 hours, get off, get the car, go get something to eat, and then fly across Orlando to get to the studio so we can do live radio. Then after this, we do more radio interviews, then we study, then we wake up and we do it all over again.
Yep.
It's a crazy life, but somebody's got to do it.
That's right. Somebody's got to be out there touting the horn.
Well, you know, I guess the bottom line is who loves their country the most? Yeah. Of course, I'm having fun, but of course, I'm being serious. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, we're going to have to stifle that. We're going to have to stifle that. If you'd like to call the office, 1-866-233-0747, until we get back into Minneapolis. Again, we're live out of Orlando right now. That number again to call the office is 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Q, Carrie.
It's a terrible place to be when someone else's brain is in somebody else's head.
That's awesome.
Yes. You know, the producer just asked me, so when am I supposed to play it? I said, well, how many years do we need to be on this radio program for me to, you know, kind of just expect that you know where it's queued up? But, of course, again, I'm playing with Carrie, who's 2,000 miles away from us right now.
The vice president.
In cold Minnesota. What is it, 84 there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what a miserable 87 degrees here.
You think she's, like, producing somebody else's show or something?
I think so. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. And
time
Jake,
to do.
The other guy, what do you have to say?
Time to do. Folks, you can find all our stories on the sonsoflibertyradio.com website on the SOL Media button. Also, follow us on Facebook at the Sons of Liberty. Anyhow, we've got a couple special things happening right now in our country. Number one, I don't know if any of you follow us on Twitter, because we do have a Twitter account. So does Bradley Dean at BradleyDean1. And Mr. Obama has a Twitter account, too.
Oh, isn't this something?
Unfortunately.
You know, I told Jake this morning, folks, before he brings up this next point, everything is done through deception, folks, because they don't have the people and they don't
have the
numbers.
Yep.
What they do have is a lying media, state-run media that works for them, and they also have the money to do it because of the ignorance of the American people. But check this out. This is crazy, but I remember hearing a guy that ran the media, that controlled the media, that financed the media. He said, do this. He said, just take the pictures and I'll create the war.
Yeah.
Well, how about we just go ahead and report for you and you create the deception. Listen to this, folks.
Obama's Twitter account has 18.8 million followers. But a new web tool has determined that 70% of Obama's crowd includes fake followers. This is the New York Times busting this open.
This is crazy, friends.
Fellas. Yep. Reports in a story how Twitter followers can be purchased.
Yeah.
So here he's got a supposed 18.8 million followers, but 70%. Boy, I didn't do the math on that, but I'll bet that brings his followers down very significantly.
You know what? I need some mayonnaise for this Obamalonia.
That's right.
This is crazy.
This is Obamalonia to the max.
This is to the degree, folks, that they are pushing the deceptive lies on the American people. His Twitter account, folks, 70% are contrived. They're not real. America, as I've told so many people across this country on radio, what are you running from? You're running from less than 1.7% of the people.
Yep.
You ever notice when the president's out there campaigning, raising finances, you know, you hear about these numbers, but you don't know who gives the money.
Yep.
And you always notice he's got 50 people up behind him, and they close really close up on the president's face. So it looks like there's a massive amount
it's
of
packed.
People there. Yeah, and there's nobody there. There's empty seats everywhere. Folks, you are dealing with a deceptive president from A to Z.
Yep.
He does not have the numbers, and when you're seeing all these socialist propaganda, I mean, that's what it is, propaganda, all these issues, these social issues that they're trying to push on you, they are contrived. And again, you are running from less than 1.7% of the people. It's time to be encouraged. Stand up, call upon the name of the Lord, turn back to him, take responsibility, and deal with the deception at hand. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back, coming at you live from Orlando, Florida.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, Jake, I got to ask you a really quick question. What did you mean by special? What was special about that?
I think a lot of, I probably lost a lot of people on that term, but if you were in the studio with me, all of you listeners, and you were looking at Bradley Dean,
Wait a second. Do you call him special, that last topic that you talked about concerning Obama?
Yeah.
Because if you use the word retard, it wasn't politically correct. Is that what it is? Is that what it comes down to?
You got me.
Well,
you know what? I need to stop with political correctness. I need to be a true son of liberty.
Political correctness is, you know what it is, right?
Yeah.
Come on, Jake. We've talked about this before. Political correctness are traitors to principles.
That's right.
That's really what it comes down to.
And a key, a great way of understanding that is buying your own Twitter followers. You know, here's another thing, too. At State Fair in Minnesota.
Or votes. Yeah, either way.
Votes.
Sure.
Or getting the media to make you look bigger than what you are.
Wizard
of Oz.
Hello, Adolf Hitler. Hello, Mao Zedong.
Propagandists, right?
Hello, Benito Mussolini. Hello.
Come on.
We get your point, yeah.
So going back to the State Fair, we have a booth out there, by the way,
Minnesota State Fair.
Yep. If you're in Minnesota, I believe it was the fourth largest state fair in the country, so it's a very big place.
A lot of people.
Great way to get the message out there.
Yep.
We handle thousands of gospel tracts. We're going to be posting videos on that here very shortly on the Facebook at the Sons of Liberty. But to get back to this, at the State Fair, they're going through the marriage amendment process right now in the state of Minnesota.
Concerning homosexual marriage.
That's right.
It's gone that far, friend, yes.
Yes. And so the homosexuals say, well, it's not a constitutional issue. You know, it belongs in the church. So that they can radicalize the lawmakers and then pass a law that says it's okay for two homosexuals to get married. So what happened in the state of Minnesota, and I'm going to get to the state fair, but first you've got to understand this. The Secretary of State, who's a socialist and a communist, along with our governor, and along with the Attorney General's office, Mrs. Lori Swanson.
Well, we're finding this out right now.
Totally, through what they legislate and what they don't legislate and what they won't stand up on. Voter fraud is one of the key things going on in Minnesota.
They don't like that, folks.
No.
They want voter fraud to continue on.
Of course, they need somebody to vote for them.
Sure.
So here's what they did. They took an amendment that was passed by the legislature and the people, ultimately, that wanted it. This is the wording of this amendment. Recognition of marriage solely between one man and one woman on the ballot. You check either yes, you want that, or no, you don't want that.
Yeah.
So the Secretary of State, who is a part of the executive branch, who has nothing to do with the lawmaking process nor the way that policy is written, steps up to the plate and says, I'm going to change the wording of this, despite what the legislature did and despite what the people demanded.
The audacity.
And he says, we're going to just change this to limiting the status of marriage to opposite-sex couples because this is so wicked and evil that somebody would actually think
them
that
haters.
Marriage only belongs between a man
big
and a woman.
Bigots, bigots.
And so the reason he does this is because he knows the attorney general, whose job is supposed to, you know, break her foot off in his backside if
yes.
he does something like
That's
this.
That's right.
No, and she's a socialist as well, Ms. Lori Swanson.
She's the enforcer. Yep.
And so she's, you know, she's terribly busy right now trying to make sure that bullying doesn't happen in the state of Minnesota.
Sure. Which
so,
doesn't have anything to do with the homosexual agenda.
Oh, nothing right. at all. Neither this amendment. So the long end of the short of it is they were taken to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, in its jurisdiction...
Who took them to court, Jake? The legislators?
Yep, different
okay.
legislators
Good
that are actually
them.
Standing up. And some
yeah.
of them are even quoted this. You can find it on our Facebook page, the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Yeah.
But they stepped up to the plate, and the Supreme Court said, and get this, folks, because the courts, this is where they are constitutionally in lines, allowing the Secretary of State, this is a quote from them, this is great, this is law right here, an executive branch officer with no constitutional authority, I haven't even talked about the Constitution, over the form and manner of proposed constitutional amendments to simply ignore the legislature's action.
Lawless people don't like saying, they don't like to hear that kind of stuff, man, coming from judges.
In proposing and passing a title to accompany a ballot question on a constitutional amendment potentially risks interfering with the legislature's constitutional authority.
You know what I hear him saying right now?
Put the ixnay on Mr. Mark Ritchie.
Swanson,
mm-hmm.
you know, the governor?
Yeah.
Thou shalt not judge.
Who are you to judge me?
Well, the judge is sitting there saying, that's my job to judge.
Yeah, isn't that why I'm here?
And it's my job to determine that which is law and what's unlaw,
mm-hmm.
right?
And
what you just did is unlawful and unconstitutional. And I know you don't like that because you're not ruled by law
anyway.
That's
right. That's okay. right.
They
got a different law. So
yeah, they do.
Contrary to what they wanted, right behind those Supreme Court justices in the wonderful state of Minnesota is a mural of Moses getting the divine law, the Ten Commandments
right.
from God. God gave us the institution of marriage. God gave us the definition of marriage. The Supreme Court says, Mark Ritchie, stay out of marriage. And the people have spoken, said, if you're going to live in Minnesota and you want to get married, you're going to have to be a man
yeah.
and a woman.
Yeah. Now, for the concerning Lori Swanson,
yeah.
I don't know enough about her yet
mm-hmm.
to jump the gun. But we're trying to get to know her a little bit more, so
yeah.
let's just kind of hold off on that.
We will.
Okay, cool.
But she should.
But no, that's great. And,
yeah.
and this is all new news to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Now, you go over to the state fair then, because a lot of people are radicalized. Well,
yes.
I shouldn't say a lot of people, but
no,
there's a few that are.
Okay, now concerning...
This is what happened at the state fair.
No, but what are you talking about? Are you still on the homosexual issue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, because your wife told us yesterday that the traditional marriage
mm-hmm.
you know, supporters,
yeah.
they ran out of T-shirts.
Ooh.
Yeah,
just because it's a popular thing.
And then those that are advocating homosexual marriage, they ran mm-hmm. out of stickers, and they weren't supposed to be handing out stickers in the first place.
That's true.
And they have plenty to give out,
mm-hmm.
but there's very few takers.
That's right. You know, I
Boy,
saw them.
Here, are we in for a 33rd state?
I think we're setting it up for that.
Come
and
on.
This is making these radical homosexuals, whatever you want to call them, socialists, communists, anti-God, anti-law, anti-constitutional
anti-Americans.
People. Anti-Americans.
Anti-Americans. Yeah.
This is making them furious all the way to the point where at the state fair, there's a lemonade stand serving up lemonade.
Sounds good.
A person comes to the stand and says, wow, you know, it's hot. I want to cool my parched tongue.
Yes.
And this woman who's working there happens to be pro-homosexual and wants, I guess, gays to be able to get married. She's angry that this woman actually believes that marriage should be between a man and a woman.
Really?
And so what she does is she spits in the lemonade and gives it to the customer. Customer not knowing.
But the beauty of this, friends, is she stepped in it.
Yes, she
because
did.
Because she went and tweeted this.
She just had to Twitter, hey, guy wearing the vote yes button. In other words, vote yes for traditional marriage.
Yes.
I spit in your lemonade. And she brags about it on Twitter.
Sure.
Guess what's happening
yeah,
right now.
I don't know
now.
Why she's bragging about it, because she knows that there's no consequence for it. But I guarantee you, bro,
mm-hmm.
if that was me,
yep.
I guarantee you she would lose her job, and I would do whatever I could do lawfully
yep.
against that lemonade stand to make sure it never happens again. Because that's lower, you ready for this,
mm-hmm.
than a snake's belly. You just don't go there. That's
mm-hmm.
gross,
that is exactly
dude.
Gross.
You are trusting that company to give you food.
Yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to your food, that's very important.
Yeah.
There could be some serious consequence. And I hope
that's
someone follows. Oh, okay,
yep.
go ahead. I'm sorry.
The Minnesotans for Marriage campaign.
Good for them.
This is how they're writing it, is asking, I would say, if they're not demanding, then they're missing the point here, for the immediate removal of the lemonade stand employee at the state fair. And what I would say
I'd
is
take
if,
it further than
if
that,
they're
dude.
Not removed, you remove the whole stand and
I
you
would
remove
too.
Everybody involved in this.
That's gross.
That is gross.
Yes.
It's gone beyond that. And this is why, because people like that that aren't dealt with,
yep.
then you all of a sudden have a group of people that say that man can marry another man or a woman can marry another woman because they're not dealt with. They don't understand law. They're radicals. They're not ruled by law.
and nor are your liberties protected so long as they're out there.
I got a question for you, because you are the man. You are the constitutional man, Brother Jake. How do you disagree to agree or agree to disagree with someone that's not ruled by law?
That's impossible.
Thank you, sir.
It is impossible.
Just wanted to make sure.
It's like...
I just heard this yesterday. But, you know, I was talking to some homosexual, and we were agreeing to disagree. Well, you can agree with those that don't abide by the laws of the land.
Yeah, where's your common ground?
Yeah. One of the things I wanted to do is step back a little bit, too, and just say those that are voting yes to traditional marriage, they're sticking with God because what they're doing is they're magnifying their rights that have been given to them by God. And those that are going along with the homosexual issue, to all my little blogger ground feeders out there, you're asking for privileges from the state. You're setting yourself up. You got a noose around your neck.
Yep.
You need to pay attention. And maybe one day you'll understand that me and Jake have been your best friends.
Yep. No rights are secured if you depend upon man to give you your rights. They're just not going to be secured.
Yeah. Let's go to the homosexual issue.
Yep.
Yesterday we were talking about the issue of how it's the church's business,
right? Mm-hmm.
And what we heard, now listen to this. This is interesting. We heard from people in the church that they just want to stay as far away from the issues that they possibly can, that they want to just get away from me a mile and a half, right? But you got to understand this, folks. This is Charles Finney. Listen to what he said carefully. This is an American preacher during the Great Awakening, okay? He said the church must take right ground in regard to politics. Politics is the science of governments.
Yeah.
There's the word science again. The study of creation, okay? The time has come, said Mr. Finney, that Christians must vote for honest men and take consistent ground in politics. Christians have been exceedingly guilty in this matter, the lack of Christianity.
That's right.
But the time has come when they must act differently. God cannot sustain this free and blessed country, which we have loved and prayed for, unless the church will take right ground. We are called to dispossess. It seems sometimes as if the foundations of the nation are becoming rotten, and Christians seem to act as if they think God does not see what they do or do not do in politics. But I tell you, said Charles Finney, he does see it, and he will bless or curse this nation according to the course Christians take in politics. Folks, we have a government given unto us by God. It's our responsibility to maintain the laws of the republic.
That's right.
Really quick.
Who else is going to?
Lines between church and state, okay, concerning homosexual marriage in this country.
Yep.
Okay, explain it really quick.
Well,
the church forfeited its rights to the state, and then they wonder why the state is infiltrated and have their tentacles all over this issue.
Mm-hmm. So if you have, and we got 10 seconds here, but really quick, the institution...
Let's hit it right when we come back. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. When we come back, we're going to hit this issue, and we're also going to get to the educational scheme that the Muslims are bringing forth into public schools.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need this space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Liberty got Bradley and Jake. Now, Jake, go ahead and finish your point, and then I got to get over this educational scheme.
Absolutely. Well, where does law originate? It originates from God. And what we do in the civil jurisdiction is we pick up what God says. You're not doing what God says to do. So the civil jurisdiction's job is to execute justice, like it says in Romans 13, upon those that break the laws. The civil government's job is not to create the law.
Yeah.
It's merely to enforce the law. It's the church's job
to make sure
that people understand the law.
Let me put you through a scenario here. Give you a scenario real quick. You know what? The state comes in and says, there's lines between church and state. Get out of this. This issue between a man marrying a man and a woman marrying a woman, that's our business, not yours, churches.
Yeah.
Well, wait a second. How does it all of a sudden work for the church or for the state now?
Mm-hmm.
Why all of a sudden are they concerning themselves with this issue?
Yeah.
What's behind this whole scheme?
Yeah, it is, and that's where it gets dangerous. That's the slippery slope, because the state should never be involved with marriage or who can determine who can be married or not married. That's an institution that belongs to the church and to the family.
Yeah.
So now you get these crazy freaks that are pastors that say, oh, well, it's okay, they're born gay, so they can get married. It's very few churches, I might add, but some of them have been infiltrated to think that way.
Well, no, that's who the media blows up.
That's right.
Right.
So then because the church no longer has a stick, they barely even have a bark, but they have no stick. They don't rise up and cast out those reprobates from the church.
Yeah.
They don't deal with them. They just step back and say, oh, no, what should we do? Oh, I know. We can go to the state change the law, and then the state will do it for us.
Yeah,
so we can stay, just like we're going to post this picture on Facebook, because God is not angry. We just saw a billboard coming in here today that says on the billboard, God is not angry. It's something like graceorlando.com or something.
It's false grace. Because
it's totally false.
That's right. Because grace is the empowerment to restrain.
Mm-hmm.
It's the power or influence of the Spirit to restrain from sin. They are saying that God is not angry. So whoever you are, all are welcome here. Well, in fact, all are welcome, but upon repentance.
That's right. Because it was the blood of his son on the cross that died for those sins that That's sin right. puts him back on.
Yeah.
So the church should be even more ornery with sin, and even more.
But where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. That's how do they true. Excuse that?
So my idea of grace there in that setting is that we go into society and we uphold those laws so
Thank
that
you.
There can be a free flow of grace
Just like our
for
veterans.
Everybody.
Thank
I'm
you.
Talking grace to innocent people. People that don't break the law, but that yet they fall prey and victim to certain institutions because they don't uphold the law.
No, I think people are just lethargic and they're lazy and they yep. want someone else to do
want
for
the
them.
State to do
well,
it.
It's just like the educational system.
Yep, totally. Education.
Who originally had the helm of education in
the family
country.
And the church.
Thank you.
And when they drop the ball there, then the state comes in to pick it up. Look at health care. The family and the church, and
yeah.
then the state comes in to pick it up. Everything, the state, just take it. The state
has no
the state,
business
the
there whatsoever.
And so then when we go to the state to say, will you please enforce this? And I also understand the people, when you create a constitutional amendment within the state, what you're doing is you're saying, this is the rules to be a citizen of the state of Minnesota. I don't think that's necessarily bad, nor do I believe that's unconstitutional. To create an amendment that says, listen, if you're going to live in this state then and you're going to get married, it's going to be a man and a woman. That's what we, the people of this state, have decided. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you start asking the courts to say, well, can you make a determination yeah. on what the Bible says?
No, they're just testing the system is all they're doing.
Yeah.
They're seeing how far they can go, what they're up against. And, folks, you have to understand these people are not ruled by law.
That's right.
They will not listen to no until they finally get it their way. And then when they do get their way, mm-hmm. the ship is at the bottom of the ocean.
That's right.
And then they try to figure out what's going on. How come nobody told me? No, you remember Bradley and Jake telling you. You just didn't want to hear it.
Well, that explains why they hate God, because God never
totally.
Changes. God's standard is absolute, and it's fixed. And it's a level playing field. We all know what to expect and anticipate. Once you get outside of that, you just never know. It's curveballs all the time.
Okay, Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited to it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. That's for the American people.
That's right.
Okay. We've talked about international baccalaureate in the past because you all know that we've done 336 high schools in 22 different states. We do colleges. We've done everything and anything. We do tea parties. But, folks, we're out there, and when we're in the educational system, we can see exactly what's going on out there. Now, what's interesting about this applies to America, friends.
That's right.
Okay? Not to Sharia law, not to a foreign government, but check this out. Why is it that in recent years American public schools are being indoctrinated with the Muslim religion? Listen carefully. The Muslim religion. Studies have shown over 500 historical errors in public school textbooks in this country given an Islamic slant to your kids, friends. As a result, your kids are subject to being taught the following. Learning, I kid you negative, learning to become a Muslim. Fasting for Ramadan. Learning the five pillars of Islam in public schools in this country, friends. To memorize verses of the Quran. Remember, kill the infidel? That would be you, friends. Adopt a Muslim name. Stage a jihad. Yes, they're teaching kids in public schools to stage jihads. Jihad, in a nutshell, means war against non-Muslims. Well, how did this happen? You ready for this one? The ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, the American Muslim Council, hand in glove, Americans United for Separation of Church and State. How contradictory. Look at the hypocrisy here, my friends. Americans United for Separation of Church and State and the Clinton administration back in the 90s joined together and they made a clause that opened the door to Muslim teaching while shutting the door on the Christian religion being taught. Now, let me tell you something, though. That door was never shut.
That's right.
Nope, it was only relinquished by the professed Christians in this country.
Right.
I said on a radio interview last week, 86% of those that send their kids to public schools are conservatives, patriots, or professed Christians. It's hypocrisy, friends. I go on. Hence, you see the courts backing the Muslim agenda when, for example, a school in California is teaching their students a three-week course, which essentially requires them to become a Muslim for that period of time. Did you hear what I said? Oh, and by the way, the representative from the American Muslim Council, Abdul Rahman Alamoudi, sits behind bars today. Why? He stands accused by the Treasury Department for being one of the top fundraisers of Al-Qaeda in the United States of America. Oh, did you also know that there are over 225 Muslim schools in the United States and around 50,000 children, youth, students are being taught to, and I quote Brigitte Gabriel, with Act for America to foster an environment of hate, loathing, and resentment toward Western culture. That's you, America. Christians, Jews, Shiites, secular Muslims, and non-Muslims. They're teaching this in your schools, friends. However, the question I have for you is, why is this happening? Again, in a nation that was founded on Christian principles, whose students were nurtured in a biblical worldview, could it be that the Christians became apathetic? Yes. Went to sleep? Yes. And allowed this radical agenda to creep in unnoticed by the public at large? Look, there's plenty of time to deal with all of this stuff. All of these socialist agendas. Mm-hmm. It's only the beginning. They want you to just wake up one day to some utopia that we are not who we are or what we used to be. We have to realize, friends, that we can deal with this. In America, listen to me carefully, you can change your country in 1 week. If you stood together, because again, I've said this time and time again, you're all saying the same things. You're all together. You just need to talk to each other. And the media's got people so divided so they can only conquer. The media's got the people so afraid, and they got you afraid of absolutely nothing. The Bible said, the wicked flee when none pursueth. But what does it say on a positive? The righteous are made bold as lions. Bold means forward of the danger. Friends, there's nothing to run from. It's time to stand up and win the day. And the other question I have for you is, why is Obama nation apologizing to other nations? Why is he celebrating Ramadan while attacking Michelle Bachmann from the White House just 2 weeks ago? Come on, friends, let's think about this. Let's pay attention as to what's going on in your country. Let's go over to the universities really quick. Saudis have taken advantage of the Title VI program that your government implemented after World War II for the education of young Americans about foreign cultures and languages. See what they're doing? They're saying, well, we're just teaching them about foreign culture and foreign languages. No, they're not. They're indoctrinating them so they become, is what they do. They're making them students of their religion, friends. How? They are using their riches from oil to pump millions of dollars into our universities to appoint, listen carefully, Arab professors in departments such as political science, Middle East study, so on and so forth. And they are simply brainwashing your kids with an anti-American point of view. They teach that we are the problem, that our foreign policy is the problem, that our wealth, enlightenment, and success is what is oppressing the rest of the world. Yeah. Let me ask you the question then. Why are all those countries that they're coming from consider us to be the light of the world then? Yeah. Folks, you are hated by other countries, just a heads up, because of what you tolerate in government. See, they get mad at your president for what you allow him to do to other countries.
Because they know that's the difference between this country and every other country. Our government is not separate from the people.
No.
The government is the people.
An extension.
And
that's
if
right.
The government becomes corrupted, it's because either A, the people are corrupted, or they allow it.
A better way of saying it, when the president does something and he assaults a nation, well, they look at that president as a representative or an ambassador for the people of America.
Exactly.
When America's just as mad at him. Mm-hmm. It's the people that are under attack are mad at him.
Yep.
But the American people tolerate him to do the things that he does.
Right.
And that's what angerifies the world.
That's why
some countries call us the great Satan now rather than the light of the world. And why is that? Because America, you have allowed Satan to rule in some cases. And we need to snuff him out lawfully in Jesus' name.
That needs to be at an end because it's un-American.
We should play that song, Snuff Him Out.
Let's snuff him.
Yeah.
Snuff him.
Yeah.
It's not the job of a different country to make sure that our country stays in the confines of law or the Constitution or what's right. It's your job. It's everybody listening to the show right now. It's your job. Because if we don't do it, it's like saying, well, my room is just going to pick up itself. My bed is going to make itself. No, it's your bed. It's your room. It's our government. It's our country.
I think the best way to deal with it is they know better than we do. Yeah, right.
They're
I can read the Constitution, folks. They'd be thinking I was preaching from the housetops a different language or something. What's that from, guys?
Yeah,
folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break with our final segment to wrap it up out of Orlando, Florida.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Jake, why don't you go ahead and share with the listeners as to what's going on here.
Share the news.
A lot of commentary. Well, we're shooting out there, guys.
We've been on a number, and folks, you followed them on our Facebook at the Sons of Liberty on Facebook. The ChristianResponseAlerts.com just picked up Bradley's commentary, so every week you're going to see it there, or you might see it on Genesis Communication Network. That's GCNLive.com. Or WorldNet Daily.
Every Thursday.
WorldNet Daily, WND.com. Or find the conservative action alerts. And
that one's
grow,
cool.
And they grow and they grow. Yes.
Yeah, that's really cool that they're putting us out there like that. They were excited about it.
Yes, yeah. Very much so. As a matter of fact, the next one.
I guess they can identify with what leadership
that's right.
looks like.
And more of you are identifying every day. So to all you new listeners this week, thank you for joining us and stay tuned.
How can you, in this day and age, be a Christian and not be controversial or a patriot or a conservative?
I submit
you
that it's
cannot.
Impossible.
That's exactly right. There is no way.
Because if we're Christians, we're filled with the Spirit of God. And read the Bible. Where was it not controversial? Where was it not confronted?
Well, just overlook the book of Acts, overlook the prophets,
Old
the
Testament.
Apostles.
You know, maybe it's
you
better
know,
we just don't read that Bible.
That's probably what
yeah,
I would say.
Then we could, yeah. We could start
and
like
what
a
we'll
woman's
do is we'll
devotional.
Just lower the standard of what Jesus
yeah.
looks like to the world by conforming to the world
yeah.
and then wonder why we don't have any power
that's
in
right.
the world.
We could have like an Oprah Winfrey type show where we can just talk to people and weep with them.
Yeah.
You know, because as Jesus weeps,
we
weep with them.
Play their emotions.
Then we'll have like
yeah.
a woman's devotional Bible with like these really fluffy, muffiny, frosting
so.
Scriptures in there.
Yeah.
And then we'll embellish our own thoughts and our
but
own imaginations
sure
out of our own
after
mind.
After we cry, we have tissues, and then we get to go out and get some soft ice cream.
That's right.
Yeah.
Soft serve.
It's got to be goat milk.
That's right.
Goat's milk.
That's true, goat milk, because that's the sponsor this week.
Or if there was camel's milk, that would be okay, too. Camel's as long milk. As it's cold and soft.
And chilling.
It can't be hard. It's got to take it easy on the teeth.
That's right. And if it's hard, you know, people might get the wrong conception of who God is. Maybe they'll get angry.
Seriously.
You got to go to the Facebook, folks, and look at that picture. God is not angry, is what the billboard said.
Yeah, the Bible says God is angry with the wicked every day.
Your son died for the sins of the world, and the world persisted in their sin, either A, you love God, and you hate that sin, and you are angry, or B, you have no love for Christ, you have love for your sin. That's the only reason
that
you pray to God
is why, not angry. This is why the American church has become a reproach.
That's right.
Because of the lack of Christianity, the lack of understanding of Scripture, and the meaning of it. David knew more than the ancients did because he kept the testimonies of the Lord. And the Bible clearly tells us that great is the understanding of those that keep the commandments of the Lord. See, now when we talk to people out there, we can say, are you Christians? And most people say, oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. You know, everybody else around me Christians too, right? And we live the way that we want to, and when we die, we're going to go to hell. We got hell insurance, you know? And the bottom line is you're deceived. And the reason I say that is because most people cannot even tell us three of the Ten Commandments by heart.
Yeah.
You love him, but you don't know his will. And it wasn't a Jesus that said, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. Mm-hmm. Because Christ didn't come to abrogate the law. He came to fulfill the law.
Yeah.
Because he was a preacher of law going to the Jews that were broken by the law.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, we got to keep that in mind. Jesus was a preacher of circumcision, Romans 15:8, to the Jews that were broken by that law. You are not a Jewish nation, America. You're a Christian nation. And if you look at Paul when he preached law to grace because you are Gentiles. Well, you lost me, dude. I know. That's why you listen to the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah.
But anyways, aside of that, we were talking about the educational scheme and Muslim infiltration into public schools and colleges, of course. And how they're coming in through deceptive measures. But I want to tell you this, friends. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again. William Cullen Bryant rightly said it. He's exactly right on the money. America is looking for leadership.
Right.
And you need to be the leader. I was talking to a guy at a tea party in San Diego last week. He told me everything was wrong and this and that and this. And I said, how do you know everything is wrong? He said, because they're not doing this and they're not doing that and they're not doing this. Are you one of them? Because if you are one of them, then let me tell you this. You're the one that's equipped to lead the charge. If you can complain about the issues, then God has given you the grace to see the answer. And if you've got the answer, then stand up and lead the way. People that are in the woodwork, they'll come out when they see your courage. Okay? That's how it works. And people, listen carefully. Men don't follow titles, they follow courage. You don't need to be the biggest brainiac. You need to know what you're talking about for the most part. But listen, they just want to see someone that can get the job done. They just want to see a preacher with God on their side. And again, preachers aren't looking for disciples. Christ is. They're just following Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ, Paul said. And that's exactly what everybody should be doing after they listen to this radio show, is going right to the Word of God and says, well, what does it say? What does the Constitution say? I mean, that Constitution, thinking of the hundreds of thousands of men and women that have died to give you that Constitution, is it not worth reading? There you go.
Yep.
So check it out. I want to read this to you really quick. There is not enough darkness in all the world to put out the light of even one small candle. Did you hear what I said?
Stack it as high as you want.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Woo!
Amen. You know what?
That one was free, folks.
That's right, and that was not rehearsed.
And that's the truth.
Oh, I hate telling people this.
Spontaneity?
Very much so. Listen, there is not enough darkness in all the world to put out the light of even one small candle. Friends,
power.
It is. And who is the light of men? His name is Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the only one that can say that Jesus Christ is Lord is the Holy Ghost, but I'm getting a witness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. If I was in a black church in Florida right now, you know what they'd be doing.
They say,
preach it down,
Hallelujah.
Brother Dean.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Okay. All right.
That's for real.
Now, hey, Jake, I think if this message is so effective, because we get the emails all the time, we get the phone calls all the time, then folks support us in getting out there even further.
Oh, that's right. And the way that you do that, we're a nonprofit ministry. We're a nonprofit organization. You can donate. It's tax deductible. But every time you donate, you help get the message out there. We're just carriers. That's all that we are. Your support is what enables us to reach more people, folks. It's tax deductible. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's a donut. Donate. Not a donut. You don't get donuts. Excuse me.
No, that's, that's the modern version
that's
of
right.
The cops.
That's right.
Yeah.
You get a donut. No, you donate right on the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We have articles to purchase. You've got different DVDs. We've got
you know what? Or you can just support
gifts
because you're a cheerful giver.
That's right.
And we need the support. Our doors are wide open. Our records are wide open. Come on down to the office. Meet the crew. I don't care if you're in Florida. I don't care if you're in California, Texas, or Minnesota.
Or outside
of the country. We're coming to you all the time.
That's right.
Now it's time for you to step up on that airplane, fly for 3 hours, and come say hey to Bradley and Jake.
And if you can't, then folks, donate and make it possible for this message to continue to go out throughout the country. Many of you saw us last week in California. Those powerful lives were changed there. We've got testimonies coming from there. And that's all
I got
because
one right
of
now.
You contributing.
I just got one from the producer. Bradley and Jake, I do what I can do. All you are doing, the heavy lifting, God bless, and thank everyone involved to keep in the faith. It is an honor to know your organization, Tim.
Amen.
Hey, Tim, thank you, brother.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for responding.
That's right.
That's what we need. We need responders because, friends, like I tell tea parties all across the country, we can do this thing together.
Right.
And it's not just a temporary fix. We know how good of a job that we have done by what we leave to our posterity. That is important because our forefathers didn't leave it to just our posterity. They left it to our posterity's posterity's posterity's
That's right.
posterity's posterity. Five generations, dude.
Yeah.
Well,
even we've been
come on.
Plus from
can
it.
We leave five generations behind us? We can with God on our side.
Right.
And I do believe that we can win the day. And we are winning the day.
And we have a firm foundation, and it's all there, folks. Don't get into this new garbage. Get to the old.
That's
where
right.
It was good. Stay there. Research that. We don't. You don't get any smarter than God, and God has already given us the parameters to succeed.
Now,
and
I hear a white church saying, bring it on, Brother Jake.
Would you please preach it?
I mean, Jake, it's almost like you got too much starch in your shirt or something. You got to kind of just loosen up and let the Lord just take your heart and turn it whithersoever he will.
Turn it up.
Folks, at a meeting of Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospect of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. Williams William. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned up the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done much to prosecute the war. And one thing I have done, which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Huh." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams, "you deserve to be hanged for not doing your duty."
That's right.
You deserve to be hanged for not doing your duty.
I'm going to escape hell and go to heaven.
What did Jesus say about that? I'd rather have you hot or cold. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good place to be.
Doesn't sound like it's very promising.
You're not living your life that way. No, really, you're not.
We lay down our life for Christ because he laid down his for us.
Boy, that sounds like John 15.
Sounds like scripture.
Yes, it does. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23 hours from Orlando.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.